COVID-19 cases are rising in Connecticut after a summer of low transmission and few hospitalizations. For healthcare workers on the front lines, it means they're once again preparing themselves for the worst. And for some, that means dealing with trauma that came from the first wave of cases. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
State officials and public health leaders estimate that we're at the beginning of a second wave of widespread outbreak, and that another peak in cases and hospitalizations is imminent. When Deborah O'Neill hears that, her mind goes back to earlier this year.
I feel like I'm in limbo because I just feel like this isn't going to be, you know, things are going to get really bad again. So I don't know how to, I really don't even know how to feel. I'm scared. I really am.
O'Neill is a certified nursing assistant at Western Rehabilitation Care Center, a nursing home in Danbury. She's been there for 18 years and commutes from her home in Waterbury to work the overnight shift. 23 residents at the nursing home have died from COVID-19 complications. O'Neill says many familiar faces have disappeared.
I just couldn't get over the fact that how quickly something just went through our building and just took away these people so quickly that I cared about. And I don't see myself forming any kind of relationship like that anymore. I still see them, of course, as human beings. I'll never forget that. But for my own sanity, my own heart, because that was just horrible, seeing people go that didn't have to go.
The coronavirus moved suddenly and swiftly through Connecticut this spring. By mid-April, nearly 2,000 people were being hospitalized. More than 1,000 had already died, many of whom were older residents of long-term care facilities. Despite the risks, O'Neill headed into work every day and armed herself with personal protective equipment, if available. She says she felt like a robot. But as the pandemic stretched on for months, O'Neill says the stress and anxiety eventually caught up with her.
I dream about work. It's horrible. The never-ending rounds. I have night terrors now. My husband tells me, and I scream, and I don't like to go to sleep.
Jesse Martin is a regional vice president of labor union SEIU 1199, which represents nursing home workers like O'Neill. The union says nearly all of its workers get health insurance that covers mental health. Still, Martin worries about what a second wave will do to his members.
Some of our members are dead because of it. Some of our members' families are dead. And this crisis in particular is not what they signed up for. And they made it this far. But by God, I don't think a lot of them are going to make it another time.
Karen Alter-Reed and Linda Rost are no strangers to the mental and physical effects following a traumatic event, disaster, or crisis. They're volunteer psychologists and social workers with the Fairfield County Trauma Response Team, which offers treatment services to first responders. Alter-Reed says their focus now is largely on healthcare workers.
Trauma isn't just about what happens. It's about what happens, and then it's about what happens next.
It's the next part that Rost says her clients are worried about.
I'm hearing a lot of people saying, yes, there's definitely going to be a second wave, and I don't think I can do it again. Hearing that from a number of nurses.
The two women are sitting outside on the deck of Rost's home in Ridgefield. They've been working with clients remotely for months. The response team offers short-term free counseling to workers. Requests were few in the beginning, but appointments picked up over the summer and fall. Some people are now experiencing delayed onset post-traumatic stress. Alter-Reed says it's hard to predict who will be most affected during a second surge of cases.
I think it depends on what happened between May and now. Did people get treatment who had symptoms? Did they know to seek out some restoration? Did they realize how depleted they were?
The trauma coordinators say while some workers struggle, the crisis has strengthened resiliency and self-healing in many others, like Dr. Jacqueline O'Connor.
I think it's natural to just feel those anxieties, but at the same time, I think there's also an eagerness where you're saying, I've trained my whole life for this.
O'Connor is an internal medicine physician at Bridgeport Hospital, a member of Yale New Haven Health.
It reminds you that this is why I went into this. This is why we're doing this. And that feeling of accomplishment and really focusing on that sense of pride is really protective when it comes to preventing things like post-traumatic injury.
O'Connor says that doesn't mean she hasn't seen the ups and downs throughout the pandemic. That motivated her to help connect the Fairfield County Trauma Response Team to hospital staff for training on stress and trauma.
It's important right now, before we move forward, we really need to empty those containers now and address those issues now so that we're better equipped to handle future stresses.
Health experts and state leaders say a second wave won't be as bad as the first because they're more prepared and have better testing and treatment methods. But that hasn't stopped frontline workers from worrying about the months ahead. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.